Thoughts on Amos. Amos chapter 7 and verses 10 to 11. Religion and politics unite. Religion and politics unite. Now I can imagine today, perhaps today of all days, there might be some listening to this and saying, that's what we need, religion and politics to unite. Listen, my friend, nothing can be more relevant than this passage. Oh, it's a long time ago that Amos was preaching to Israel, but this is right up to date. Religion and politics unite, but they unite against Amos. That's what they do. But it's not that that's a great problem here. Let me just read the verses. Amos chapter 7 and verse 10. Then Amaziah the priest at Bethel sent a message to Jeroboam, king of Israel. Religion, the priest, and the king, Jeroboam. They unite politics and religion, one together. And what's the unity about? Amos is raising what? He's raising the word of God to us, and we must listen? Not at all. Amos is raising a conspiracy against you. This is what the priest says. He's the leader in this. Religion. In the house of Bethel, of course. We should be the house of God. In those terms, in those days, that was what Bethel was. Jacob called it Bethel, the house of God. Now it's become a house of idolatry. And this combines with the king of Israel to raise a conspiracy against you in the very heart of Israel. The land cannot bear all his words. For this is what Amos is saying. Jeroboam will die by the sword, and Israel will surely go into exile away from their native land. It's not a conspiracy and joining together in unity against Amos, what it is, but it's against God himself. It's the second psalm. Why do the nations rage? Why do they join together? Let us cast their cords from us. Let us break these yokes. Let us get rid of this God. Next Lord's Day, I'm expecting to preach on Babel. And this is relevant to it. They want to throw off God. They want to have rebellion against God, and they will not stand God. Now here, Amos is dealing not with the pagans, but with Israel. This is a false accusation, in the sense that Amos is raising a conspiracy. He's preaching the word of God. Amos is not engaging in politics. He's preaching the truth. And it's the truth which hurts them, and they will not have it. You see, this is how it's viewed today. Look how much force is used. Political force, and even arms are used in storming. Look at the Capitol of the Americans a year or so ago. It's an evangelicals engaged in this. This is unbearable, says the priest. It's at the very heart of the city. We can't have this. And he quotes the prophets, and if you read his words, Amos said nothing like what the priest is accusing him of. You see, religion is feeding politicians with false information and making trouble. And it's against Amos, it's against God, it's against his word. And it's ever thus, and it is today. My friend, there's a saying we should remember. If we are preachers of the gospel, and all believers should be preachers, if we're holding forth the truth, we know that we are warned, beware when all men speak well of you. Beware. If you're a popular preacher, ask yourself, what am I doing wrong? Here is Amos. This man stands for the truth, and they hate him. Christ, Paul, the apostles, when they're preaching, the people flock to them, they love them, don't they? They soon turn to hating them and despising them. They crucified our Lord. They imprisoned and they slaughtered Paul. It goes on the same. My friend, beware when all men speak well of you. We need some Amos's back. And I'll tell you this, when the gospel is truly preached, this is Old Covenant, of course, but when the gospel is truly preached, expect that religion and politics will unite against the preacher, against the gospel, and against God. But he that sitteth in the heaven shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Yes, preaching on Babel next Sunday. And what happens at Babel? God comes down and he confuses the people. Well, let us learn from this. Let's avoid mixing religion and politics together in the hope of the gospel. No, religion and politics unite against the gospel. And may Christ make us faithful. All that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Watch out for it, from religion and politics united.